It starts as people line up for the food. Mushers talk about the dogs and the little tricks and refinements they might use to make the next race better. A couple of mushers were talking about lining a sled runner with pink plastic.
I know what the difference is, and it's just a newer style plastic with some additives and waxes.
People elsewhere on the line are discussing how to care for the dogs that are dropped during the race. One volunteer walked down the line to thank each musher she came across. Jim Lanier, the oldest musher to ever run the K300, was looking at the weekend and thinking about coming back.
All of you people here in Bethel want to say thank you for hosting a terrific event. And sure, if there's any way possible, I'll come back.
The deep connection between musher and community threaded through the whole evening, topping off a weekend that saw it expressed up and down the trail. And that love pays off. Organizers say volunteers doing hard work for free year after year is the reason why the Kuskokwim races have such a rich purse compared to other mid-distance sled dog races in the state. And this year, those who ran the shorter Bogus Creek 150-mile race made a lot more money than even the race organizers anticipated, because there were a lot fewer competitors in the race. Myron Engsman, who helped start these races decades ago, says the first Cusco 300 race purse totaled $12,000, but that was not even close to the kind of money that was handed out Monday night.
And the last place finisher in the Bogus gets $8,000. I don't know, I don't follow it close enough to say, but I'm willing to bet that there isn't a dog race in the world that's ever paid $8,000 to their last place finisher.
It was local champ Pete Kaiser who summed up the evening best, thanking the mushers who fly to Bethel to compete in the K300.
I just want to thank all the fellow mushers for coming out here. I know it's a huge undertaking, but it's a huge part of this race. It's not always the biggest field, but the best mushers are here. And ever since I was a little kid watching this race, looking up to people, Jeff King, celebrity-like to us. I know Richie feels the same way. Just want to thank you guys for coming out. Spread the word. We got the best race in the world, and hope to see you all next year.
At the K300 Mushers Banquet for KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.